It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Real estate is a very fascinating field, and I enjoy getting the insight every week from Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Veterans Day.
And indeed, of course, your office well-positioned to watch the parade later this morning.
We are. We're actually, so if there's some background noise, that's what we're doing. We're getting our float ready. And I'd just like to start off by wishing all the veterans a happy Veterans Day. And we're honoring two veterans on our float today, Stephen Ray Gum, a Vietnam Navy vet from 68 to 70, and Ray Perry, an Air Force veteran, who's one of our agents, served from 1971 to 1979.
All right, great.
So thank you for your service.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk about what the week has been like in real estate.
Oh, it's been crazy. We had the highest rate drop in U.S. history yesterday. So I talked last week that the CPI inflation numbers were about to be announced, and they got announced, and inflation has dropped from 8.2% to 7.7%. So with that news yesterday morning, rates went down 0.6%. It was over half of a percent in one day. And now your average conventional sits at 6.67. And I want to talk about the VA loan in a little bit since it's Veterans Day. The VA loan's around 6% just overnight. It's finally some good news in the rate world.
Wow. And was that expected?
It was not expected. We expected it to be flat. Most of the predictions thought we'd go from 8.2 to 8.1. So because that was such a big drop in inflation, that's what happened. Also, you'll notice stock market went up, Bitcoin went up, everything. That's the best news we've had all year when it comes to inflation. So it's affecting a lot of different markets, including the interest rates for mortgages. So it's really great news and really good news for our veterans because the VA loan is generally a half a point lower than the regular conventional loan.
Wow. So do you anticipate that rates will stay in one place for a while?
No, unfortunately not. It's volatile. You know, they go up and down. But so far this morning, they're still sticking right about that 6.67 to 6 for VA loans. But they more news will come out. You know, the Fed meets again mid-December. So that's kind of what I was talking about last week, where the Federal Reserve doesn't necessarily dictate the rates. The rates went down and the Fed didn't meet. It goes off of news that now that people are anticipating that the Fed will still raise rates in December, but not 0.75% like they've done the last four. It might only be 0.5% or even lower now with that good news.
So what does that mean for buyers and sellers?
So let's talk about VA buyers since it's Veterans Day. The VA loan is a special loan. One of the greatest things I think we do for our veterans is the VA loan. So they can go borrow money for a mortgage with no money down, no mortgage insurance. That's probably one of the best things because the VA guarantees the loan. So there is no mortgage insurance. Now, it's also a lower rate. You can buy manufactured homes on land with a VA loan. You can buy farms with a VA loan. It's one of the greatest loans there is out there with lower rate, no mortgage insurance. And if you're a veteran listening, you know, I would talk to a lender and find out what your purchasing power is. I would really want to lock in a rate. So if you're a buyer, I would try to lock in a rate soon before they do go up. I'd anticipate that they're going to stay in the sixes until the Federal Reserve meets, and then depending on what they do next month, they may or may not go up. But right now, between now and mid-December, is once again a great time to buy a home.
Well, and my father was a veteran, and I remember a couple of the times as we moved around the state, he would get a VA loan, and that made such a difference in both the type of home we could get and the payment as well. I mean, just that small amount really helped out.
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing, it's a misconception that the VA loan, you can't only loan on immaculate condition homes. That's not true. It's the same guidelines for condition that a FHA loan has, for example, or a USDA loan has. The VA uses the same guidelines. They want to make sure that the home is in good condition for the borrower, but it's no more strict than those other loan products out there. And a lot of sellers have that misconception, and they tend to shy away from accepting VA loans. But we're trying to educate people to let them understand, no, the VA loan is a great loan. It's just as good as the FHA or USDA, but for the borrower, it is better for the borrower.
And talk about other availabilities in terms of loans when you're out there looking around with the interest rates. I know there's a lot of different components. I mean, obviously, length of a loan and different things like that to consider.
Sure. Yeah. The traditional is the 30-year mortgage, I would say 90%. That's a guess, but about 90% of mortgages are going to be a 30-year loan. But if you have higher income, you might want to think about a 15-year mortgage. That's going to cut your rate down by another percentage and a half. So your monthly payment will still be higher because it's only a 15-year mortgage. But the interest you pay over the life of the loan will be tens of thousands of dollars less. So that would just depend on where your income happens to be when you're buying. And other loans that are out there, there's actually an ODVA loan, which most people don't know about. That rate is in the fives. That's an Oregon veterans loan. So the regular VA loan is a federal one. The Oregon Department of Veteran Affairs loan is a even lower interest than the other one, and it's only eligible for Oregon vets.
Talk about what's available in the market right now. What are we seeing price-wise for the average home, and sure. What's your availability in terms of inventory? That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're at about 375 homes, kind of holding tight to where we were last year. But if you look back to March, there was only 114 homes available in Douglas County. So that's quite an increase at 375. So there is a lot more on the market. We're about 3.2 months of inventory, which means, your inventory, the way we call it, 3.2 months of inventory, is that if no houses came on the market and the current pending rate in 3.2 months, there would be no houses left. So that's how we calculate inventory. And so 3.2 is a lot. It's still considered a seller's market, but it doesn't feel like one out there because the average sale price right now is going for 2.5% under list price. And that hasn't been the case for the last few years. So you can get a discount on your home when you buy it. Plus, you can usually get the seller to kick in some money to knock that rate down even further with what's called a rate buy down. So a lot of sellers are offering that because homes are sitting on the market longer, about 60 days on market average right now. So sellers are having to be a little bit more giving in order to get rid of to sell their homes.
Yeah, I have noticed that around town, particularly in some neighborhoods that I'm in very often, a house that I thought would go very quickly, it's probably been a couple months or more. I haven't checked the price lately. It seemed like it was priced at a good level, but some folks are actually pricing a little under, hoping that they get interest and things get bid up, right?
Exactly. And that's really the strategy right now. If you want to sell your home, because prices are going down slowly, but they are going down, you don't want to price high right now. If you price it a little under market value, you're likely to sell it less in, quicker than 60 days. But if you price it high, you're probably going to end up doing a price drop in 30 days or so.
All right. About ready to wrap up. Folks want to find out more about Oregon Life Homes. How do they get connected with you?
Yeah, just Google Oregon Life Homes. You can call us at 391-4945, or we will be giving out hot chocolate and coffee at the parade at our office on 603 Jackson today. So swing by and say hi.
All right, sounds good. Shane, we'll see you at the parade.
All right, see you there. Thank you.
All right.